50 Cent. You gotta love it,
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Okay, yeah. Ooh, what the hell?
Oh, the phone. I forgot the phone. Hey, everybody, we're back. I guess Zola isn't back yet, that bastard. We're going to hang up on Zola. Fuck Zola. Sorry, Zola.
Zola's talking to his celebrity slut whore porn star friend. He's too busy to talk to us. Fine. That bitch doesn't want to talk to me. Can you believe that? Me, Carlito. How could she not want to talk to me?
Tell her we'll plug her movie.
Yeah, we will too. We have tons and tons of listeners. So yeah,
we'll tell our 72 listeners who all know how to get porn for free, probably. Because even I can do it, so I can imagine they know how.
Yeah, yeah, damn it.
Who pays for porn? They always say all this money in porn, but I don't know who pays for it.
Yeah, it's a big free... It's just a few stupid people that make the money for whoever. I don't know.
I think they make that shit up just to demoralize us.
You think so?
Yep.
You think the porn industry is like a fucking thing? Is that what you're trying to say? Now here's Zolar again. Let's see who this is.
Wow.
Your call has been answered by an automated voicemail system. Please leave your message.
Jesus H. You're in the madhouse. Nope. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Who am I speaking?
Him.
Tim. Alright, what's up?
Oh, it's a pimp.
Oh, pimp. Pimp Slut. What's up, Pimp Slut? Good evening.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're...
Yeah, I know. I hear that, man. It's sounds like crap on the radio.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the support, buddy.
Pimp,
yeah,
go back.
You put the phone up to your mouth like you're talking
about. No, but it's like reverberating. No, Pimp, don't hang up.
Yeah, what are you going to hang up for? What's the matter?
Oh, never mind, then.
I was just yelling because it sounds weird.
Temporary difficulties.
Technical difficulty. So, were you saying you wanted to do a prank? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, we haven't done, like, shit for pranks here.
Yeah, let Pimp Slut do one.
We got Zolar in here. He gives his promise of talking to some porn star. We never get to talk to her.
We should, I mean, Zolar's probably hit that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
We should ask him the name of all the famous, semi-famous, you know.
Yeah, I was going to put him on the spot, but then
we'll ask for that.
You know, he lied. That wasn't Tabitha's name. He's like, I gotta get out of here. No one will talk to them. Anyway. Yeah, we got, let's see here. We got Lynn Spears, who's a relative of Britney Spears. You try that.
You serious?
Yeah, that's what I got here. Confirmed. This is confirmed right here. We got, some place called a Fairy Tale Kingdom in Hawaii also we can do.
I say the, Britney Spears.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if it's a cousin or a sister or not. It's
it could even be a guy. The name Lynn is kind of asexual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, well, let's see what we can do then. Okay. Well, here comes Pimp Slut with the, I guess we're going to try for the first prank call tonight. Hang on, folks.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, it's a gangster.
Dog, street dog. Your call, 199. It is dialed.
Yo, I fucked it up.
Please check the number and dial again.
I dialed it wrong.
Message.
Do the dog catcher.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Reverend Little John, and I was wondering if you'd like to reach your hand out to Jesus, a man named God, a man named Moses.
Would you
like to
Lord.
Reach your hand out to Reverend Little John and just say,
No? I said, I already know the Lord.
Oh, my God. Well, if you don't want to let me tell you, then you should just burn in hell. My God, go kill yourself, bitch.
You do the same.
No, you do it more.
Bitch. Hang on. We'll try to call it back in a second. It'll pop right back at us any second now. Any second now. So, Pimplet, how's your week been? Pimplet. Pimplet, I said.
Please enter your destination number now.
Shut up. Hang on.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 44 minutes, 29 seconds.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Alright.
Good. You sound like good, you know? Like it is over there. Good. How much does it cost? Hello?
How much it cost, man?
Yeah, how much it cost, man?
Cost for what?
For your woman.
Oh, you need to stop calling this house.
I'll be honest with you, I like your woman.
You don't know, there ain't no woman lives here.
I heard she do some good jobs, mate.
Did you notice she's missing some underwear?
Oh, she's missing some underwear, huh?
Yeah, she is.
Got some in my car, Holmes.
Yeah.
Huh? What'd you say?
It's in my car. I'm sitting in my car, I have it on my face.
Damn it.
Hello?
It stole your bra.
Damn it. You messed it up.
Who did it?
You did.
Why does it have to be like
it sounds like we got disconnected.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Dang.
Dang it, man. We're getting he was getting all riled up. All right. Well, that was kind of cool.
Please enter your destination number now.
Do I dare try it again? I think I do.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 35 minutes, 29 seconds.
This is the legal limit here.
You got your burrow. How will you bring in your crops?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is the Reverend. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on Reverend Yotel. If you don't quit calling here, I got your number, and I'm going to call the cops where you're at for harassing us.
What this number?
So stop calling here. Not call.
What this
more.
Number? What this number?
See, that's a good drop right there.
That was good.
Stop calling here.
They may
don't
know.
Don't call here no more.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll call the local police when you're at.
I'll call the sheriff. What they call a sheriff, the stupid rednecks. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell
him
what you're doing.
Stop calling my number.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that was pretty good, Pencil. Thanks for joining in on that. That was interesting. What the fuck?
Let's do another number, man. Come on, just one more.
Oh, whatever. Hang on. Let's see what I got.
Whatever.
We got Pumpkin Pete's One Stop Hot Stuff Pizza.
Wow.
That's a good place.
Yeah, right there. Or this Pumpkin Pete's. Yeah, I want that pizza right there.
I live in a pumpkin.
Hot stuff pizza. Sounds like they shit in it or something like that. We shit in every big vat of pizza sauce. That's nasty. Man, do you ever,
that's what I do. I work at a pizza shop, and that's what I do, but people don't know that.
Oh, well, that's
good. Wow. You don't think very many pimps work at pizza shops.
No. Yeah. Explain that, pimp slut. Well, he's a pimp, but he's also
I don't work at a pizza shop. Actually, I walked out on my job. I used to work at Popeye's. He actually did a prank phone call there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we talked to that manager, and he said he wasn't black, and he is black, right? You know, something
yeah,
like
that was funny. I was bagging on him so bad. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah, would you? Yeah, he's black, and I asked if he was black, and he's like, no, I'm not black.
Why would he deny his race?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm Puerto Rican all the time when I get pulled over. I'm like, no, sir, I'm Italian.
Spanish. I mean, Italian.
I'm Italian. I'm white. No, sir.
I walked out on my job. Those pricks pissed me off. So I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah? Did you ever eat any chicken? Like, off?
Yeah, I took a whole bunch of shit out. I jacked, like, 6 cheesecakes, and I bounced.
Did you ever, eat the skins, off the chicken before you served it? Just, eat the skins off it and put it in the basket?
I was hooking a whole bunch of people up. People I didn't even know. I was giving them, 10 extra pieces of chicken. Because I knew I was going to walk out that day.
Yeah. Did you ever
I wish I knew you were nearby so I could eat free chicken.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's right.
Yeah, but,
well, not anymore.
But what you said, Carlito, Publix is better.
You see, yeah, I argue with him about this. His manager, he's like, no, that sucks. Publix is like, fuck you, man. Publix is the best in Florida.
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All you people out there, I have Publix fried chicken today, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
Once a week. I have to limit myself to once a week.
That's, Carlito, yeah. Where are you at in Florida? Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando, yeah, man. In the Orlando area. Yeah. Yeah. You're in Tampa, is it? Or you're in St. Pete, or what is
no,
it?
No, I just moved to Spring Hill, so north.
Is that gangster?
No, that's old people, man.
Spring Hill is gangster.
Spring Hill?
Yeah.
Where is Spring Hill?
I live in a new neighborhood. It's just being built.
See, you got about 5 years left.
I mean, I'm thinking the Spring Hill neighborhood to
live. It should say Spring Hill, soon to be Puerto Rican, Puerto Rican majority any second now, yeah. They're all over the place, those Puerto Ricans.
Oh, white guy moved there, must be safe.
Exactly. Ain't no
My brother-in-law picked up a couple Mexicans to work in his computer factory or whatever.
Really?
Illegally, and he pays them $5 an hour, and they clean the whole place.
Wow. $5 an hour?
They can't say anything. They can't really say anything.
Because they get deported,
Because his brother
killed
him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Well, that's gangster right there. Well, you have bragging rights, pimp slut, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you. You got any shout-outs? Do you have any women out there who might be listening tonight? Did you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, my punk-ass brother is actually listening.
I think we lost power. We may have lost the internet again. No, it stayed on. I have battery backup. The show can technically run if the lights were to go out. We'd be in the dark, and we'd only have one monitor. But yeah, that has a battery backup.
Where's your battery? I didn't see one.
It's the same. It runs from here all the way over there. Line right there.
Is that it?
Yeah, that one right there. Tight. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, all right, man, we're gonna let you go. Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
You too.
All right,
later.
Normally I play applause right now, but sorry, I don't have it set up because of our technical shit. So
did we ever hear from Milkman again?
He said he was going to sleep, and then he went in the chat room.
I'm going to sleep.
I don't get that guy sometimes.
I'm going to go in the chat room and talk shit.
Yeah. All right, let me hear this.
Sure, Harry Carlito.
The one in here. I hate you.
Hey, man. I never heard that before. You got to play that.
What's that?
Yeah, the Tomboy.
Bombs Over Baghdad?
Yeah, Razor Machine. Yeah,
all right. We'll play that in the next break.
All right. Who's this?
I ain't gonna play this.
Here's a guy to Rice with a New York who says that shit means jumping up and...
the locker room, at least.
All right.
And,
listen to his old tirade.
I'm the happiest son of a bitch in the world. And that son of a bitch who writes under that Daily News, that fucking guy they call the fucking nose, who says that shit, me jumping up and down, is horse shit, you ought to let him feel like I have. Who the fuck is that cocksucker anyway? Some fucking guy that writes with a New York Daily News called the fucking nose. He says, well, sort of jumping up and down. That's the fucking way I feel when my team wins. And if I fucking want to jump up and down when my fucking team wins, and if I want to hug my fucking players when they fucking do good, I'm going to do it. I don't give a shit what the fucking nose says.
I swear on.
And I'll tell you, them cocksuckers get away with that fucking shit. Them motherfuckers.
That long enough for you, Jim?
I don't give a fuck.
The best thing is that the reporters just keep fucking.
Fuck them. Lucky motherfuckers.
How do you spell?
Put that in that motherfucking paper you work for. What the fuck is the name of that paper, DJ?
Tommy, what was your opinion of your
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
No, I'm serious. I'm
serious, too. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Sal and Richard took that Tommy Lasorda clip and called TJ's Tires. You got to remember that. TJ's Tires.
Thank you for calling.
Here's TJ Ram.
No, sir, he isn't.
My grandfather bought some tires from your company. Bobby Lasorda.
Bobby Lasorda.
That's right. The son of a bitch has popped on me. If you think I'm lying here, I want to put my wife on the phone.
I don't think you're lying to me.
Hello?
Hello? To whom am I speaking with, please?
Dolores Lasorda.
Okay.
We signed a paper guaranteeing your tires. Do you remember the paper?
No, sir, I did not.
Did you just call me, sir?
If I did, I'm sorry.
Let me put Grandpa on, because he needs to understand what kind of warranty he signed.
I do not know anything about a warranty.
Here you go, Grandpa. Talk to the man.
Hello?
Motherfucker!
Sir, you are talking to the wrong man. I've spoken with three individuals. You need to give me a number, and we'll let the man who...
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
Man, you know who you're talking to?
Every fucking word I said, put in the motherfucking paper. I don't give a fuck, DJ.
I don't deal with the paper, sir.
Yeah, put that in your fucking paper, DJ.
You take it up with DJ.
Who the fuck is that cocksucker anyway?
He owns this fucking place. I told you I have nothing to do with it.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either,
Get
Joel.
The fuck out of here. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you either, you
fucking shit.
Shit.
Cocksuckers.
I don't deserve this shit.
Fuck them.
I tell you what,
fucking
you ever come down here, I'll straighten your ass out myself.
Son of a bitch.
Why?
Hey, Zola.
Fucker.
Hey, put Zola on the phone.
Your milk my voice sounds better when you're
sick.
Hey, how you doing, Zola? Welcome back.
Hey, Zola.
It sounds so much better when you're sick.
Man. I'm all right. I just killed a goat. I'm wearing his blood.
God damn it, I told you to stop sticking your pecker in so deeply.
I can't help it. It's the thing Bill Clinton. I love most.
You just sound like a sick Bill Clinton. That's funny. All right. What's up, Zola? What happened to Tabitha Stevens? What happened?
Well, dude, as you know, I have major connections with lots of porn stars in the adult industry, and Tabitha Stevens happens to be one of my friends.
Yeah.
And she was letting me know that she's coming in Tuesday, and she wants me to go and meet her in Scores, which is the top club choice of strippers for Howard Stern's show.
How many porn stars have you fucked, Zolar?
Yeah.
You know what? In all honesty, I have to say none.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to fuck the porn stars.
It's kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
What?
That's kind of upsetting.
You know what? You're not allowed to fuck the porn stars because if you don't have your current AIDS test and paperwork, you are unable to bang the porn stars.
Why don't you get that?
Well, you have to be in the industry, and, you know, there's like fucking 15 doctors within whatever states there are available to shoot these porns. You know, it's a whole fucking union. You know the porn industry is the biggest industry of money-making in the United States?
I know. I didn't know that. That can't possibly be true.
You want bet money on it?
How can that be more make more money than like
nothing? Jesus. Nothing makes more money than porn.
Churches make more
but
money.
I don't even see who pays for it. Like I never pay for porn.
I've never paid for porn.
My life, never.
Yeah,
I refuse to give. I'm not gonna give my money to those whores.
Yeah,
I have to honestly say that I never purchased any porn either than maybe a DVD once or twice in my entire life.
Are they super expensive too? For like $100.
Huh? No, I'd find an occasional Playboy magazine, and that would last me months.
Uh-huh. I guess I do play for porn. I have a subscription. Well, my dad pays for
that. Yeah, but that's, I don't consider Playboy. That's
all right, so anyway, I'm putting it out to any of Carlito's listeners as a prize for listening to Carlito. First person that's in the New York City proximity for Tuesday night is my guest. Whoever emails me first letting me know your phone number where I can make contact with you and have you checked out personally. If you'd like to come out to Scores to have Tabitha Stevens' birthday party at the famous, infamous Scores, you are my guest. Tuesday night.
And then Zolar's going to give you a roofie and strangle you in his basement. On air.
On a Friday night.
I'm going to strangle this guy on air.
Zolar will asphixiate his next.
Well, you know who's going to... It's probably the guy that no one wants to talk about. That's going to be the first person to get in touch with you. Is he eligible?
Who would that be?
The guy that Carlos won't talk about.
Prankmaster. Fuck that. Yeah. Prankmaster.
Is Prankmaster eligible?
He's like, oh, hey, no, baby.
Prankmaster. I want to go. Let's go. Let's go.
Schools, man.
Schools.
Prankmaster is ineligible. Had he have been an upstanding individual and not fingered a 9-year-old girl, I would have made him the one to go. He would have been going to this party.
I think probably he's going to the McDonald's playground anyway. He's already got a play date set.
Zolar, a quick question. A quick question, Zolar. When you go to Scores, how much will you go through in a night? And it's in an average night, how much does Zolar go through in a strip club? Either, may it be Scores or another one.
You mean condoms?
No, not condoms. As in money. How
he wears condoms under his sweatpants.
How much money will you drop on a Zolar night? When you just go out, whatever, to Scores or some strip club, or you just with the boys, are you apt to spend over $100 on one night? More than that? Less than
guaranteed,
that?
Guaranteed.
Wow. That's something. I mean, I could never do that. That would break my bank if I ever tried to do that.
You kidding me? Hey, do you want to know something? I just came back this evening fucking from being in Manhattan in a 5-star hotel called the Mandarin Oriental. Look it up on the internet, everybody, and check out the most expensive suite in the place. It's $2,700 a night I stayed in that suite.
Wow. So did you pay for it?
Yeah, who paid for it?
Yeah, who paid for it?
Oh, my sugar mama.
You see, Zolar's got this thing. Zolar, you got kids, right? You have a daughter or something like that?
I have 3 children.
You have 3 children. Okay, all right. Now, so you're hooking up with some rich lady, or you're in a relationship with a rich lady, or what's going on?
Janet Reno.
Yeah, it's Janet Reno.
Come here, Zolar.
Yeah. What's the story? Are we allowed to know about it?
Yeah, like, no, it's no secret. I'm in a relationship with a very rich individual. Yes, I am. She is
Shaquille
quite a rich individual.
Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, so she's wealthy. She's got... Okay, so you'd say over, obviously more than $1 million, we'd say. I mean, the rumors
over
are flying.
Over $10 million.
Wow.
That's nice. Good. You must be peeling it back pretty well, or you're just hitting it pretty raw, aren't you, or something. You're doing something right, whatever you got.
I'm quite the cunning linguist.
That's
I'm
what
kind of linguist.
Yeah, see, that's how you do it. And you don't do that, right? You know, you would
not really.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
Not a big fan of it either, myself. Anyway, so, okay. So, yeah, because the rumors fly that you can't get married to her because you got some divorce, and other people say that it's not
even
true.
I'm waiting for my divorce papers to come through.
So that is true. There is actually ballast to that right
so
now.
So when you get married, you're going to spread the wealth around, right?
Yeah, man. You got
to Totally.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a big party. I'm going to throw a big party for my closest people that I know, and we're all going to meet somewhere, like, you know, in a tropical area and have a gigantic party.
Okay.
Well, come down to Florida, man.
Yeah, Florida sucks.
Go down to Miami, man.
Let's go to Cuba.
PCU Live.
Let's go to Cuba. They'll let us kill people there.
Exactly.
Let's go to Cuba and hunt peasants. Zolar.
Yeah, we'll go to Thailand and get some 13-year-olds.
No, we'll all be meeting like in Florida to take the cruise.
Oh, all right.
Zolar, you know, you could afford a trip to Thailand and hook up with some 13-year-old girls if you wanted to.
But I'm not into
that. Prankmaster
was
still jealous of you.
Just
to make him jealous.
Just to come back and say, hey, Prankmaster, smell my fingers.
Yeah, man. You know, we don't condone that. Totally
gonna... I don't think Prankmaster would like that because they're not young enough for him.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got a point. It's a little too young.
He likes them hairless.
Yeah. So, man, you gotta convince the dead to come out to that. I think it'd be awesome if you got him to go to Scores, him or somebody like that. You gotta think of whoever the let's not be rude and call the douchiest. Well, whoever you think would be funniest in that situation, out of the PCU people, try to see if you can get them to get out there or something like that. I'll throw $5 into a fund or something like that. get someone enough gas money to get there or something.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that.
If you throw in enough money,
Didn't I offer to send you some money while you were out without a job?
Yeah, but I told you not to. I'm like, no, don't do that. I didn't even take you seriously, though. I didn't think you were being serious. I was like, yeah, whatever, man.
Once you sign the check, then he gets your soul after you die.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Zohar, in actuality.
Zohar, quote, Satan.
I'm Satan.
Yeah, I told you.
Let's be called him out. He can't deny it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's cool. It was great getting to talk to you on this level.
But Tabitha didn't want to come on.
Any other questions? But I'd like to say, man, that the Mandarin Oriental has fucking phenomenal service. The room was fucking overlooking Central Park and shit, man. It was awesome. I took pictures. Once I translate them onto the computer, maybe I'll post a few of them and whatnot.
How was the food compared to, like, say, Denny's?
Hey, check this out, dude. I had breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. Guess how much the breakfast was for two?
$500.
No. I mean, more realistically.
$420.
Yeah.
$420?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was $200.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Was it
just like eggs?
And all I had was, this is everything. There was a large coffee which came in this beautiful sterling silver or whatever the fuck it was. Who knows?
Did you have to
keep
it?
What I mean? But I mean, it was a beautiful presentation. But there was an egg omelet, bacon on the side, and there was English muffins. There was fruit and a steak, of course. You know, it was steak and egg.
Steak for breakdust. What's wrong with you? Goddamn fucking. You hear that shit?
Yeah.
I gotta deal with here.
And the orange juice with the champagne in it.
Nice.
A mimosa?
Yeah. So how much did you guys...
How much did your
sugar mama tip on that?
Oh, no. You charge everything to the room.
Oh,
you... Do you know... Listen.
No, I've actually never been in a hotel better than, like, the Motel 6.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I would sleep in my car if I was traveling.
Seriously?
I'm not a hotel person. That's a waste of money.
That's nasty to be in a car, man.
I bring my machete with me, and I hide it under me. And, like,
so
that way...
Yeah, go ahead. Shut this douchebag up, man. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. What's up?
No, I want to let you get back to your show, so I want to say, guess how much the total bill was at the end?
$240.
No, he's talking about the whole... Like,
oh, the whole thing?
$4,000.
No, not $4,000.
Close, but guess again.
$3,500.
$3,289.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Okay, 4,000.
I'm sorry, it was 2 days.
$15,000.
I told you how much the room was, right?
Yeah, we're stupid, though.
Breakfast was 500, you said, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say 500, he said 200.
The room was 420, right? The massage was...
No, the room wasn't 420. I told you the room is fucking $2,600 a night.
$2,600
times 3.
Times 4. 4.
Oh.
3. How many days was you there?
2.
2 days.
2 days. Okay.
That's $6,000.
$5,200.
And then did you eat, like, every day? You eat all your meals for them?
Yeah. No, not on them. You have to pay for everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you ate all your meals there. So I bet you it was $30,000.
No. It was fucking $8,000.
Jesus Christ. That's more money than I make in a year, I think.
Check it out. Listen, we did massages and facials and sat in the spa and had to bring breakfast.
Did you guys both get your back shaved?
Yeah, I had my back waxed.
Nice.
No, you didn't. Come on.
Did you really?
Well, no, I didn't, but she did. She had all, like, Brazilian. She had, like, a whole Brazilian wax done, but I had a manicure, a pedicure, a facial.
Yeah. All right.
Is this person, Zohar, is this person rapping Granny?
She's 46.
All right.
How old are you, Zohar? You don't mind his asking.
I'm 39.
Okay.
All right. Look at
she's
you.
She's a jaguar, a cougar, or a jaguar.
Cougar.
I don't know what the exact word.
It's a cougar, I thought.
Cougar.
Yeah.
She's a cougar.
Nice. Is she a wasp? Is she Italian? Is she Portuguese?
She a white girl, or what? What's going on?
Yeah, she's Italian, and the money comes from some fucking Guinea background somewhere. Her husband is very pissed off.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you might get wagged, you know. So that would
not
cool.
Me, man. What am I doing?
I don't know. The guy's pissed off.
Yeah, you want to go there, man. I'm worried about you now, but yeah. Well,
No. The ex-husband came and had a talk with me.
Did he slap you around or anything, or...?
No. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
you guys don't
do
fucking touch you. They just look at you.
Oh, okay.
Someone beat up some cop in a parking lot, he said. Didn't you do that shit? Didn't you beat up some cop in a parking lot at a Howard Stern event or something?
No, I was at a bar out in Long Island, and he wasn't just a cop. He was like one of those fucking state troopers with the leather jacket and the boots all the way up to their thighs.
He was dressed in that?
No, but he was one of the big strapping fucking Aryan Nation type guys.
Oh, damn, and he kicked his ass.
Yeah, they're usually the biggest punks.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, they got the biggest chip on their shoulders,
so
that's for sure.
Did you, like, flee the scene after you were done defeating him? Did you run away?
No, actually, I picked him up from the floor where he was bleeding, and I kissed him on the forehead and asked him to come have a drink, but he said no.
Oh, wow, so he didn't call the police on you or anything. Like, I'd be worried all his buddies would show up and stomp you on your way home or something, give you a DUI.
I'm sure he was just calling himself an ambulance at that point.
I heard that he hired that Muslim guy to
kill
you in that deli, and you were able to stop him.
You want me to touch his muffin and give him the diseases that would kill him?
Give my family $5,000 I blew myself up.
I was going to put a suicide bomb in your muffin.
You're going to be able to see my nose.
He was sprinkling anthrax on my
blueberry. I'm taking this anthrax from behind my ear, and I'm putting it on your muffin, bad man.
It's either an Aryan cop, or it's that your woman's, husband or your woman's ex-husband or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, anytime I've ever been arrested in life, it's always been for assault.
Well, good.
Yeah,
never anything else.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, people, you shouldn't really be ashamed of assaults, because usually you had a good reason for it, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I haven't been convicted, just arrested for it many a time in the past.
Zor, you're like a Jedi. Like, you only fight for good.
Mm-hmm. You use his
power. Well, no, I only fight if somebody starts with me.
You're like a Fraggle.
Right. I'm like Wembley.
Wembley.
All right, then. Well, we've talked long enough. People get pissed. You know, he's like, oh, we pranks. You know how it is.
Well, then do a fucking prank phone call with me.
Well, that's right, That's right.
Help you out. Okay. You ain't got a milkman. I come here to help you.
Oh, we don't have a milkman. That's right. Yeah, you are a prank caller. Hang on. I got a ton of shit. People keep sending in stuff, man. What we got here? We got Scores. You can't call Scores. No,
sure I can.
All right, Scores Eastside, I'll give them a call. All right, Chuck, man, why don't you call one of those towers? You never call anything about exclusive. You were talking to Eric the Midget and stuff all the time. You never call anybody like that. Like,
what do you want me to do?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. See, I wouldn't know. You have to give me a week and call somebody. I don't even know. Who do you got in your phone book there? Anybody interesting? You got Tabitha Stevens, apparently. Jeez. Anyway,
first of all, I asked her to go on the air, and right now she's in contract with a company, and she can't do that until, you know, she's released from the contract on Tuesday.
Dude, come on, it's fucking PCU. It's so funny. I don't want to
go. But that's a breach of contract, and then they won't have to pay her for all the work she already did.
Oh, well, fuck that. Yeah, we don't want to fuck her up then. Yeah, all
right. Right.
All right, well, okay, now what's better, Scores East Side or West Side? Is there a difference? I know they're two different places. I know that much, but...
Yeah, one's new and one's the original.
All right, well, which one are we calling? Which one? Which what?
Any one you want. Call whichever one you want.
All right, Scores Eastside, then. Do that. Boom, boom, boom. All right, hang on, Zolar, and hang on, everybody else. We'll be right back with another prank call. Just one more.
Side one. Thank you for calling Scores. Isabella speaking.
Hi, Isabella?
Excuse me?
Is this Isabella?
No, I'm sorry.
What did you say your name was?
Arellis.
Oh, Arellis?
Yes.
Who's managing tonight?
Mass is calling?
Yeah, it's Jonathan Myers. I was in there last night with my son. We dropped about 4,000.
Okay, and you would like to speak to the manager?
Yeah, who's managing is what I'm asking you.
There's Noel and Felix, Arizona.
Right. What happened? I was there last time with my son last night, and I didn't see Big Joe, Big John, or whatever the hell his name was, the big guy.
Give me 1 second, please.
I see large television screens and monitors. And, of course, you're also surrounded by our very own Scores Dream Team. For more information on our sporting events,
I can never go to this place because I'm so disgusting.
Yeah.
I would probably throw up as soon as I walked in there.
Zerla, how much does it cost to get a beer there, this place? Would you say?
Oh, like about $13, $15.
What?
Never go.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, Big John doesn't work here anymore.
All right, listen, it's not a problem. Last time I had a problem there, I spoke to him, but I wanted to know who was managing, because one of the girls last night spilled the drink on my penny loafers, you know, and these are my favorite shoes, and, she didn't say sorry. I spent all that money, and the girl looks at me like I'm a dope when I tell her she spilled something on my shoes like I should expect it from the club.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I mean, is this a gentleman's establishment, or are we running the bottle, you know, some kind of bordel?
No.
Honey.
That's the funniest part of the movie.
What the hell was that? Zol, are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
She hung up on you.
She hung up on you, rude bitch. What the hell is that?
She didn't hang up.
Is she still there?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, she may not be there anymore, but she didn't hang up. What happened?
I don't know. What the fuck, man? Now they hung up.
Please enter your destination number now.
So you know what? I think that she heard what's his name laughing in the background.
Andy.
No, I wasn't laughing that loud.
I don't know.
Well, if she can hear, if I can hear Andy, can she hear Andy?
Yeah.
Because I heard Andy loud and clear laughing.
Yeah, that happens.
All right, I won't laugh anymore.
Okay.
He goes, I won't laugh anymore.
I'll just sit here stone-faced.
Very stern I am.
I was going to see if she can clear this up with some, you know, oral sex from my son, and I was going to let you talk to him.
Yeah, but the damn bitch didn't call.
Yeah, man.
What are you saying?
No, no, my new voice, my Eddie voice. Have you heard it yet? Do you know what that is? Have you heard the prank calls I did with the Puerto Rican guy? The dumb Puerto Rican guy? No.
Yes.
Zola doesn't pay attention to me. Anyway.
I'm saying yes to you. I'm letting you finish your sentence, you fucking moron.
I'm listening, I know. I'm just messing with you. Zolar, we're going to let you go. I'm going to have to probably take a break here in a second, but I thank you very much for calling.
All right, that's it. Fuck you. I'll never call your fucking stupid show again. You're fucking finished.
You're calling back. You know.
Zolar, I didn't mean to laugh,
man. I quit DCU because of you now.
Whatever. This guy's going to quit.
I'm not coming back to the chat rooms ever again, and I'm not going on the forums, and I hate PCU. Even if you piss on my feet, I'm not coming back.
Wow, man. Yeah. You notice he's gone now, by the way. Prank Masters, like, disappeared, thank God. I think it's finally over.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that earlier, that I didn't see him on the instant messenger lately.
Yeah, I think it finally happened. I for one, am happy. He has been missing. Yeah, well, actually, he messaged me before the show, so fuck it. He's listening.
Oh, really?
He probably is, yeah. He just says hi. I don't even ever answer him, that faggot.
Oh, I didn't see his little thingy thing on, unless I blocked it, and that's why it doesn't even come up. All right, dude, so go take a piss, play a song, do what you got to do. Andy, nice hearing you in the background there. You're always a fucking good added part of Carlito's Madhouse.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's always good hearing from you, Zolar.
Yeah, no doubt, brother.
All right, man. Peace out. Take care.
Good luck on the new job if I don't speak to you before that.
Yes, sir. I will let you know. Bye bye now.
All right.
Take care. Cut him off.
He said, "Take care."
Okay, good. All right, we shall take care, and you as well. Thank you, Zolar. And normally, like I said before, normally applause now, but I didn't have it ready. Down the hatch. Should I do some calls before we go to break? I'm thinking
probably,
so people don't get pissed off. Saw Rosenberg, Frank Rizzo. Let's do this one here. This one came in. Wow. What is that? What's 2311? 1111. Okay, not that long ago. So this guy Sticky Icky, his friend Barbie says it's Trevor Levesque from Bathurst, and you want some of that. Try to sound slow. Okay. Well, okay, I guess so. And any song suggestion from what you see here in front? You want to hear this show?
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back with the next call. I was going to play this on a break. No one. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's from National Underground. Underground's not stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan. You can't stop the train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit some assaults without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999.
Hello? Okay, good. My bad, I fucked up the phone.
This is Barbie and Wade. You know the drill.
I don't like that name, Wade. Sounds too much like Wad. It's too close to the word, at least, right? Faggots.
Okay. Sorry, Sticky Icky. Perhaps we'll try that later in the show. I got a guy named Bob Sponge, I guess, by Walnuts. Hell's Fury sent me one he wanted me to do. He said, call Walmart, ask for the toy section, describe a fleshlight. He might take a while to pick it up, but it'll be worth it.
That's fine.
Okay, perhaps. And Pimp's already talked to you. Alright. Yay, do some pro-gay pranks, says Acid. Well, good. Apparently Acid is a homosexual. Good for him. Oh, yeah, if you wanted to call in, no, I'm not giving that out yet. We'll get the phone out. We'll get the toll-free line out later. But the homepage for the Madhouse is madhouselive.com. Heartbreakers Nightclub in Houston, Texas. Phone in the girls' dressing room. Wow. I wonder if that works. Should try that. All right, hang on, folks. Let's try that.
Catch me riding dirty, tryna 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 catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swangin'. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty, tryna 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 catch me riding dirty. They can see me lean, I'm tense, so it ain't easy to be seen. When they see me ride by, they can see the gleam.
I said I feel good about this prank call. Okay, one more.
Yeah, guess not. It's too early to call that number, possibly. Here's a number from Lord Spoon for a Joseph Weiger, W-I-G-E-R, Wigger, Weiger.
Yeah.
Answered and yelled, what the fuck do you want? Well, hey, that's funny. Let's try to call that, then.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Speak with Joe.
Joe's not here. He's in Arizona. May I take a message?
Well, who am I speaking with?
This is his wife.
Then who was it that just answered the phone and told me what the fuck do I want?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're...
What number do you think you're calling?
I'm not going to give you my phone number.
Oh, no, what number do you think? My number.
Oh, you're out of your mind, lady. You call my house, I'm going to give you my phone number.
Oh, I don't want your... Okay, anyway, I guess you got the wrong number, maybe.
Sorry. Are you coming on to me, Miss Wigger?
Bye.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Okay. Okay. What else do we have? We have a gas station called Lion's Pump and Hump. A guy who answered picked up and said hello about 5 times really fast before I could say hi.
That's strange.
Yeah. Probably some crank. James Nuts, my old science teacher from one of my old high schools. He is mourning. Mourning? He's Mormon?
Mormon.
Yeah, he spelled Mormon. Has gray hair for science. Instead of teaching, he puts on Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's also an air-conditioned repairman and flies planes. Wow.
He's also a spy.
He probably is a spy. Fucking gay spy. Whatever. Okay, let me try to give him some shit about Bill Nye the Science Guy. Whatever happened to that guy, huh? That was a one-hit wonder.
Probably a crack addict.
Yeah. I hope he's dead. They say tell the truth, Shane. God for the thugs too. See, I'm old sneaky old freaky old geeky ass nigga. Collar green neck bone heating ass nigga. Always wearing my jeans bag and sack. Ain't no Florida Georgia side Cadillac. Rolled up in spam and sandwich. Sugar water egg mayonnaise sandwich. Share the room with my 4 more brothers. One home for one no more color. A little bad motherfucker. Always wrong and always in trouble. None of my teachers ain't like us.
Yes. Hi. Nuts Residence, eh? Let me see if I can speak with James or Jim Nuts, please.
Mrs. Calling?
Yeah. My name is Ralph, and I'm representing Debovian Debovian Knight, representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Thank you. What's my last name? Littlejohn. There we go. Tick-tock.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Mr. James Nuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, sir. My name is Ralph Littlejohn, and I am an attorney with Debovian Knight, and we are representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye. We'd like to ask you a few questions. We have some reports here that came into our office anonymously to our tip line regarding possible use of Mr. Bill Nye's materials that he had made before his untimely passing last month, and you may have possibly been playing these without express written consent from Mr. Nye or Disney Entertainment. Is this correct, sir?
Is this a joke?
No, sir, this is not a joke, and I can assure you that my name is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye. Now,
okay,
well,
here's the answer to your question.
Yes.
I'm a school teacher. And we use his videos in our science class. They're purchased by the school district, and I'm sure that we have all the rights to buy those. I'm sure the district bought them through the
well, sir. Apparently not. We're actually showing here that there's no records that those were purchased by any legal means. According to what we've seen here, they were actually bought on the black market in China sometime around 1995, around Mr. Nye's heyday. I don't know if you were around then or if you know about that. You sound rather young yourself, sir. But
Bill Nye really died?
Yes, he did, unfortunately.
How did that happen?
Auto asphyxiation.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of saying more than I should have, because for the time being, it was ruled an accidental shooting, but he actually did choke himself. But regardless, sir, this is, you know, this phone call mostly is to inform you that you are, formally inform you that you are under investigation. by the state of California, the city of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Investigatory Committee in Actor Relations, the Screen Actors Guild, and the state of Bill Nye.
Okay.
Now, how would you like to plead?
You're crazy.
Sir, I'm now forced to inform you you're under citizen's arrest.
Okay.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
I need you to please extend your palms out and give me a fingerprint sample, please.
You remember that teacher we had that looked like Uncle Fester? That all he did was play Rescue 911 every fucking day. And he always called it. He never called it Rescue. He called it 911. It's like,
he go. If you kids don't be quiet, I'm gonna roll a grenade over there.
Say Germolini. If you keep doing, I used to do an impression of the bell. It sounded just like the bell. Yeah. You know, and
very talented.
Yeah, that's before my voice changed, I think, or when it started changing, whatever.
That was like senior year. Your voice didn't change till senior year.
Yeah, I don't think. No, yeah. No, this is my freshman year at Deltona High.
He was a senior teacher, I thought.
No, he taught health, and I took it as a freshman class.
Yeah,
I took
that's
it,
true.
I got
you
it out early.
Whenever, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, he used to tell me, if you do that again, I'm gonna roll a pumpkin ball down this aisle right here. It's gonna blow
I'm gonna put a bouncing Betty under your chair, and you're gonna step on it. It's gonna blow your nuts off.
Poonji, infected Poonji. Gonna pee.
I just shit all over some sharpened steaks. And put him under your chair. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Did you know that he was actually peeing in a cup every day? Like, he would play his Rescue 911, and then he was peeing in like a Tupperware cup.
Because he had a bladder problem or something?
I think he was diabetic.
Oh,
but
really?
He would pee, for some reason, he would pee in this cup every day at the same time.
Like,
in the
during
back
class?
Of the class?
Like, just, ugh.
Yeah.
That's
and,
foul.
And then at one point, we've someone told me, I think he's peeing back there. And I looked, and I was like, oh my God. And the word spread around. And then this one day, I yelled out, don't forget to shake. And he got really embarrassed.
I'm gonna roll a grenade over there.
Yeah, he never really wanted to talk to me after that.
I'm
gonna
roll
a
piss grenade over there.
Seriously, that fucking teaches to pee in
the class. I never remember him peeing in class.
It was really sick. I don't know what that was about.
I remember him taking a shit once right on my desk.
You did?
Yeah.
On your desk?
Oh, Mr. Paris, I'm going to take a shit right here. Yeah. This is a shit bomb.
Wasn't there a coach that took a shit in the handicap bathroom and you walked by it and you smelled it when he opened the door? You're like,
Yeah. That's why I don't go in the public bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it was where PE coaches were alcoholics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, or just something. Failed souls. Dead souls. But no, I don't know if Bill Nye's fucking dead. I just made that up.
That was a good call, though.
He got kind of nervous there for a
Bill
second.
Bill Nye really dead?
Yeah, exactly. Elvis died in a tunnel from
his
own. Anyway. Yeah. He should die, that bastard. Okay. Well, that was that. Thank you very much. That was from Lord Spoon. Ray Milkman. I don't know. We'll keep that open. Maybe later. Gino, I guess, on MSN, has sent me a request. We have Hussein Khaki. He is a white washed clubbing whore that jacks off 24/7, does a lot of phone sex, and believe anything you say, call him. What?
How did they know that person?
I think he's Muslim, this guy.
Yeah, that looks like a Muslim name.
Yo, call Hussein Khaki.
Why did he put anthrax on Zola's muffin?
He's a white washed clubbing whore that jacks off 24/7. He's a sick bastard. I'll call him. I'm going to talk to him. Just
I think that's Indian that you're doing right there.
So whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Indian. You give
you
us
the,
back the pull.
You're the fucking
I can't,
political
well,
correctness
my,
police.
My Arab and Indian sound exactly the same, too.
It's all the same. Yeah.
Bill Nye married some bitch named Blair Tindall, says Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, that was
Who's Blair Tindall?
Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend at Bill Nye's.
For Weekend at Bill Nye's.
Fire with the Bunsen burners. That's funny as hell. That's a good movie. Weekend at Bill Nye's.
That's funny.
Sorry, David Faustino.
David Faustino.
Corey Haim.
Please enter your destination number now.
You hung up on me. Oh, bastard. Let's try the other number. It's going to be too late by the time I get to it. Shit. Yep.
Phone's messing up, son of a bitch. I'll try one more time. Andy, say something. There's no way to let Milkman say something really dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel the sickness.
It's coming back again. Need some more Golden Seal. That's what it is. Well, anyway, yeah, the homepage for the site is madhouselive.com. That was weird. The phone's in really fucked up shit right now. Okay. If this doesn't work, we'll take a short break and try to regroup. There we go, I got it. About time.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes?
The devil's going on.
Who is this?
My name is... Hey.
Who's in there?
Who said he's sleeping?
Who's this? Who's in there?
Yeah. Yeah, bye.
Okay. Do you hear... What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think the phone's messing up.
I laughed and I fucked up.
Yeah, seriously, the phones are messing up. That sucks. Oh, is the battery dying on the phone? There it goes. Now it's working. Anyway. Okay, I gotta take a break. I gotta fix the phone real quick. So all y'all just stand by. When I come back, I'm gonna get some more of your prank calls. I'm gonna take a quick look here, see what's going on very quickly. MacGyver is saying, one of my shows, I gotta call this guy that used to play BFV with us in Sin. He never stopped fucking talking on TeamSpeak, total jackass, Ted. What was his Sin tag? For Monday. Yeah, that was a little fucking kid. I wonder who that is. Anyway, well, good to talk to you, fellow Sin clan member. I used to be in that clan. Back when I was a gamer. I wasn't really a gamer. I played Battle for Vietnam. You remember that, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I didn't play that.
Yeah, but yeah, sure. We'll give Fumunda a call. That kid was a faggot, man. I hated that stupid little fucking kid. Persian Gino. I guess maybe that kid is Persian. That's why he knows people named Hussein. That didn't work out. Your boy's sleeping. Maybe we'll get him next time. Lord Spoon, thank you for contributing as you did. And Jay Nefarious, Saul Rosenberg and Frank Rizzo. I don't know. Those are long shots, but we could try them, I guess. Lonesome Loser, of course, has sent me a bunch of numbers that we're going to have to get to when we get back from the break. What else? Hell's Free wants me to call Walmart. I guess we could try that when we get back. There's a toll-free line here for an internet show talking about video games. Tell the guy he has a sexy voice. Saigon is begging me to do that call. And Saigon's a dick sometimes, but I guess I'll do it. And then Sticky Yicky, who sent me the request to call that dude earlier. That Barbie chick. But she didn't answer. Hang on.
Hello.
Yo.
Who am I speaking?
Oleg. I'm calling from Cali. I go to Reseda, and I thought something would be really funny.
Okay, what's that?
You can call it, like, kind of an old lady and tell her her son asked us to call you because he wanted to purchase some porno.
Porno?
Yeah.
Pornography. Okay. Yeah. An old lady.
And shout out to Hell's Fury.
Hell's Fury, shout out. Who's this I'm speaking with in the chat? Are you in a chat room or are you just friends of
Hell's
Fury?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room. Tickle me.
Oh, tickle me. Okay, I saw you talking in there. Okay. I don't think I have an old lady, though, unfortunately, in my list of stuff here. I got Manchester Center. I'm sure if I get an old lady who calls... Oh, there's an old hick guy. That's always fun. Chuck Queer Tony. That's funny. Cool. All right, well, when I come back from the break, I'll try to do that. How's that sound?
All right.
Well, hey, no problem. Hey, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah.
Bye.
It was kind of rude, wasn't it? I was like, yeah.
You were very friendly.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm sorry about that. Just in a little bit upset over the phone situation. But it should... Apparently it's fixed because it didn't sound too bad that time. So as I try to get the break ready, let me continue to let you know. You can call us here toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. But again, if you call now, I may not answer. Probably won't answer because I'm going to be taking a break. So again, as I said, bear with us. If you're using AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, you can send in your prank requests or your comments. MadhouseLive.com is the homepage for the site for the show, and the PCU homepage is KDKPrankCalls.com. All right, so sit tight. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Brooklyn.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
What? One, you motherfucker!
Lo siento, Carlito.
Yeah, Madhouse will be back in just a few.
Te quiero, Carlito. We gotta do some business.
Coming down like an armageddon flame.
House will be back in just a few.
Te quiero, Carlito. We gotta do some business.
Yeah. Hey. What's up, people? Clap, clap, clap. It's 12:05, and I'm eating chicken. It's 12:05 a.m. It's Friday morning, finally. TGIF, bitches. And we're here listening to Madhouse. Madhouse, make prank call for you. Make funny time. Andy's left. Andy's feeling sick, actually. So, yeah. Andy left. So it was just me with no Milkman. Because Milkman, I guess Milkman's sound card wasn't working right. And we lost him. But no problems. Because I flew solo many a time in the afternoon. And they're just fun. KDK is talking in the chat room where you can join him and everybody else. On PC Radio for the time being. We're at kdkprankcalls.com. KDK is mentioning to Jupe that he should change the name of his show. The Retard Show, I guess it's called. Retard Night. To Jupe Nation. And I really like that idea. I think Jupe Nation would be a nice word for it. Now, I asked Jupe to give us a call here, but I guess he's busy. He won't be able to do that. So, we know he's listening. Thank you, Jupe, for listening. Good luck with everything. He's got a lot of homework, that Jupe kid. He says he has more homework than most college students. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. Because if you're a full-time college student, and you're for real, you live, eat, and breathe fucking homework, alright? There's always something to do. There's always something to read. There's always some quiz. There's always some test. There's always some formula. There's always some paper. There's always some project. There's always something or some class or some shit to do when you're in college, okay? It's the real world. So enjoy high school as long as you can, Jupe, because it's going to come at you. And now you're going to be saying, oh, man, I wish I was in high school, man. It'd be so much better, man. Yeah. Anyway, guys, I apologize for the show tonight. Maybe I'm just not feeling it. thing is, I'm running on fumes. I just finally got my new job. Finally got a job after being unemployed for just not that long. And only 6 weeks I was trying to find a job. I didn't even really try. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I could have been on unemployment for months and months and months. And I boxed myself into a position where I found a job that I couldn't refuse. So we'll see what happens. Still haven't passed that drug test, so I don't know the... I don't know for sure they got a negative on that, so hopefully it is a negative and nothing's found. Anyway, talking too much. I'm boring the hell out of my audience. Lonesome Loser in the chat room. Anyway, oh yeah, kdkprankcalls.com, as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com in the chat room. Lonesome Loser has sent me numbers all night, as he normally does, and we thank you very much, Lonesome. Virginia and John Goat asked to talk to his wife, Virginia. She's pretty funny. Well, all right. We'll do that right now. Hang on, folks. Here comes Virginia Goat.
Nigger bitches. I'm back.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Virginia?
Yeah, this is Virginia.
Virginia, how you doing? Thank the Lord. God bless you, baby.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you going to church Sunday?
Well, I don't know if I
What's wrong? Feel
like going or not.
How you feeling?
Not too good.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah.
Well, get you something to eat.
I don't have any food.
You don't have any food?
Do you have some food? You're throwing out some leftovers or something?
Well, it's bedtime.
You think you can make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Frank.
Your name is Ray.
Yeah, Ray. Ray Deers.
Ray Deers?
Yeah.
My husband might know you. He knows some deers.
Okay. But, well, you think you can make me a sandwich or two and maybe give them to me? I can eat with a glass of milk.
Let me ask my husband if he wants to fool with it.
Okay.
This guy says he's hungry. Could we fix him a couple of sandwiches and a glass of milk?
Milk costs money.
John says milk costs money.
Well, what about the sandwiches then?
Well, I guess we could give you a sandwich or two or a glass of milk. It won't hurt about a glass of milk.
Okay. Well, what kind of sandwich are you going
to
make?
Where do you live at?
I live here in Haldenville.
Yeah.
On Maple.
On Maple?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well...
Okay. You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. You can just give me a sandwich and I'll leave you alone. I won't bother you.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Okay, we'll fix you a couple of sandwiches and a glass of milk, okay?
What do you have to make the sandwich with, though?
Oh, we have some lunch meat.
Have any mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any Miracle Whip?
Any what?
Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of cheese? Do you have any Swiss cheese, maybe?
Oh. I don't think we're having Swiss cheese. We just have just,
Yeah, we got that.
We have?
Good stuff.
Okay.
My husband said we...
Well, in particular, not certain.
We have,
Can I talk cheese. To... Can I say hi to John real quick while I get dressed?
You want to talk to John?
Yeah, just to say hi real quick and thank him.
Yeah.
Okay.
There he is.
Thank you.
He wants to talk to you a minute and thank you for saying.
Hello.
John?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for, you know, giving me sandwiches.
You ain't got it yet.
Well, I'm coming down. I want to thank you. I'm going to get dressed right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Do you have Swiss cheese?
What?
Do you have the Swiss cheese?
Swiss cheese?
Yes.
This ain't a damn grocery store.
But I really like Swiss cheese. You always make sandwiches with Swiss cheese.
No.
Okay.
I don't even like Swiss cheese. It stinks.
It smells good, though, when you put it in your mouth.
It does.
And you put it in your anus.
Smells like somebody farted.
Yeah, it smells like, you know, from the anus, right?
Too much from me.
From the shit? John, let me ask you another question real quick. The last time, you're still in the same place there, right? On Oak?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to bother you, I promise, okay? Well, no matter what, you know. But sexual favors, is that okay for me to do for you?
Yeah.
For the sandwiches? Okay. A little bit of, I don't know, what are you thinking? Perhaps the which position? Doggy, or? You need some kind of work done around the place?
Always need something done.
A job, perhaps, I can do for you? I'm good with my hands. I'm good with the hands, you know, perhaps a hand job.
Yeah.
Do you think you have, can I do a hand job for you?
We'll see.
Okay. Do you have a hand job you'd like me to do for you there?
Not right at the present.
Any blow jobs or anything? Blow your leaves over there? Have a blower? I'll give you a blow job there at the house.
No.
Outside, you know, outside. I'll do the blow jobs in the yard.
Yeah.
No?
No.
John, are you okay? You sound like you're passing out. Have you been taking your medicine?
Yeah.
Your pills?
Getting ready to.
Are you okay? You sound like you're about to pass out and die.
No, I'm all right.
No? Circumcised or not?
Huh?
Circumcised or not?
No.
Not circumcised?
No.
You're not?
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Do you know
what? I got around to it.
You don't know nothing about that?
Mm.
Do you feel upset that you're not? Hello? Hello? Hello?
What?
Hello, John?
Yeah?
John, hi. I'd like to thank you so much for giving Ray here some food. Me and you go back. We used to know each other there over at the general store.
Where?
You know, we knew each other and then the generals and then the church.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to go on account of the diabetes, but, you know, I appreciate you helping my grandson out with this. He hasn't had any food in so long.
Yeah.
Now, could you do me a favor? Do you have that Swiss cheese, though?
No.
Oh.
No cheese.
Can you tell me what kind of cheese you have there now?
Don't have any.
Can I speak
to you? I'm not all right.
Can I speak
to you? I don't eat cheese.
Can I speak to your vagina woman?
She's busy.
What's she doing? Is she bending over?
Yeah.
She ready to give you one of those blowjobs?
Yeah.
You like those blowjobs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Does she do it slow?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Make my ears pop.
How old are you, sir? Sir?
Huh?
How old are you?
Me?
Yes.
About 30.
You're not 30. How old are you, sir, honestly? You were born in 1930?
No.
Are you 60 or 70?
They asked me where did I go to church. Was I going to church Sunday? Does he go to church?
Or yeah.
Does he go?
I go to church. Tell her I go to church.
Hello?
Hello?
How old are you?
Old enough.
Let me talk. Your wife wants to talk to me. Can I talk to her, please?
You want to talk to her?
Talk to me? Hello?
He said he's not going to give me sandwiches.
Do what?
He said, no, I can't have sandwiches.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You said he couldn't have sandwich? I didn't say nothing. He said he didn't say you couldn't have a sandwich.
He said I couldn't have a Swiss cheese sandwich.
Well, we don't have no Swiss cheese.
Well, you think maybe I could bring some and you make a sandwich for me with it?
Let him call back when he gets sober.
How old is your husband?
Oh, he's 35.
He's not 35. How old is he? Please tell me.
I said 35.
He was born in 35?
No, he wasn't born in 35.
You're telling me that your husband's 35 years old?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
What year were you born?
Huh?
What year were you born?
I don't know.
You don't know what year were you born?
I don't keep up with it.
You're lying to me and you said you go to church? Do you know what Jesus will do?
Do I know what?
You know what Jesus will do if you lie?
I still didn't understand you.
When you lie, Jesus gets sad.
Oh, he does.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not supposed to lie.
Well, why did you lie to me then?
I didn't.
Well, you said you're 28.
Yeah, I am.
You know what you're doing now? You're a sinner.
Well, listen.
What you
gotta go.
What you eating?
Cracker.
What kind of cracker?
I don't know. Premium cracker.
Premium white cracker?
Uh-huh.
Is it good?
Sure, it's good.
Yeah? You have any butter on it or what?
I don't have anything on it. I was just eating it.
So you make your husband's ears pop?
That he got Swiss cheese.
Do what?
You make your husband's ears pop, he said.
Oh, no, huh?
He said, when was the last time that you and your husband were intimate?
Do what?
When was the last time that you and your husband were intimate together?
Oh, well, we're not getting into that now.
Well, no. When was the last time that you were pregnant?
Yeah.
When?
I'll talk at you later sometime.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, my fucking God. That is hilarious. Wow. Great call. Wow, good. We finally pulled out something there. Thank you very much. Who sent that in to me? I forget now. So, who sent me in the fucking old dude? Ah, oh, shit. I forgot to give my proper shout out to whoever that was. Whoever it was that sent that out to me. Who was it? Damn it. Dude, whoever that was, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah, that was Lonesome Loser. That's who it was. Lonesome Loser sent me the number for Virginia and John Goat. What a bunch of classy people right there. Classy Christian people right there. Oh my God, he said that. He said, yeah, you see, man? He's 70 years old, I bet you, but he's still getting that head. That's good. That's a good woman right there, man. That's the kind of woman you got to find yourself. Guys like you out there, like Jupe and Pimp Slut and all you young guys out there who are just getting into the game and stuff. You got to find yourself a woman who's going to give you head when you're 70. You got to get that prenup, too. Put that in there. Anyway, Saigon says not to bother prank calling the internet talk show because they ended their show. Well, sorry, dude. I'm an asshole. What can I say? Help Ass is asking me to ask what year it is. What year? Well, yeah, that's right. Wrong one. Hang on, folks. I'll be right back in a second.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the side. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
All right. White power, everybody. White power is the right power. Okay. X-Babe. X-Babe is a bot. Fuck X-Babe up her fucking twat ass. Sing it, Johnny Cash, you Nicky lover. Yeah, so thanks to Awesome Loser for that number we did. Bill Nye, he was trying to get a number for Bill Nye, but that didn't work out. I guess there are a lot of William Nyes in California, unfortunately. Sorry. Well, thanks for trying, bro. Franco Insana in Pittsburgh, PA, an old Latina woman answered there about 15 minutes ago. What else is going on? We got the Foggy Goggle Bar in Boston. We got the Place. That's where we... Okay, where's the... We didn't touch on it. The Place. That's where fucking Nikki works at. Hell yeah. That's where that Nikki bitch works at. Killer Radio is off the air. Trying to see who we can call here. Hang on, folks. Codependence of Sex Addicts and Debtors Anonymous, anyway. I don't know. Let's call Walmart or something. This one goes out to Hell's Fury in the chat room. He requested a Walmart call. This will be the Walmart somewhere. I'm not sure yet. But hang on for that. Fuck, I hate this song. There we go.
Get it all in perspective for all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0. Y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro. Only this
Walmart, Dale speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Dale. Can I speak to your toy department, whoever's in charge of the toys?
I doubt if there's anybody there tonight. What do you need?
It's the his and his and then the his and.
What would you need?
My wallet.
Your wallet?
Yeah.
Where is it located?
Hey, Dale.
Yeah?
Your wallet or your life?
No. Would you... Are you serious?
I lost my wallet there.
In the toy department?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? You know where all those balls are? The big thing full of balls?
Yeah.
I think it's in there.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, you think you can close down the store and a few of the guys out there just start taking the balls out one by one until I find it?
Oh. I'm walking over there now.
No, but you don't understand. I was on the top of it. I was, like, inside of it. And it must have come out, my cell phone and my wallet, inside there. So they're probably way inside the middle of the ball pit.
Okay, hang on a second.
Man, you ain't gonna see it, asshole. How long is your phone? Hey. Robbers and soldiers, survivors. Stay lazy.
dressed in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with.
There's only about 25 balls in it now, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
And I don't see any wallet, no cell phone.
Did you keep my wallet? Can you describe my wallet to me?
I don't see it.
Yeah, but I mean, you said you're looking for the wallet. Can you describe it to me?
I don't see the wallet, sir, so there's nothing I can do with it.
How are you going to look for my wallet and not describe it to me, sir?
Would you like to speak to management, guy?
How long is it going to take, though?
To speak to management?
Yeah.
Oh, probably 40 seconds.
You promised me they're going to pick right up, right?
Just a minute. I have a manager right here, sir. You can speak to him.
I think I got a guy on a crank call here, sir.
Hello? 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 Hello, please answer, please. Hello? They're not helping me out. They got my wallet. They won't give it back to me.
Can I help you?
They won't give my wallet back to me, Mom.
Hello? Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I think I lost my wallet down there.
What did it look like?
It was a wallet round. It kind of folded in the middle, you know, and you put money inside.
What's the name in it?
It doesn't have... Well, I don't have any ID in it, sir. I just had my cash and a quarter so I could use in case I needed to make an emergency phone call.
Well, what color is it?
It's brown.
And when did you lose it?
About earlier today. I was inside the big thin bin you have with all the walls.
Inside of what?
The big thing you have with all the walls in it. The big wall thing. You know, you have that big net kind of thing that's full of those plastic walls that you pay, that you sell there? That you throw them off the top over into the net and it holds all the walls, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, I was playing on the top of it and...
You were on top of what?
The walls. You know, the wall thing, I climbed up there through the ropes and everything. I was out there with my little son and the... When I came out, I came back. I don't have my wallet or my cell phone.
What kind of cell phone?
It was a Samsung NT442793.
What is the make, sir?
I had the serial number.
What's the make of the phone?
Samsung. Samsung?
Beg your pardon?
Samsung.
There's nothing over here.
I think you're maybe keeping my wallet. I had $42 in it.
No one's turning anything here.
Well,
I'm standing in front of the rack.
You know what I heard Dale said? That someone else is walking by. He's like, I found his wallet. He can't hear me. He had his phone covering he had his hand covering the phone. And he said that he kept it.
He kept it?
Yeah.
Why would he keep it?
Because it has money inside of it.
How much money is in it?
$42.
Okay. What's the brand of the wallet?
It doesn't have a brand name on it. I bought it from an Indian plantation in Chicago.
Okay.
In Illinois.
Well, he doesn't have anything.
It was made out of leather, and they sold it as Indian women were selling it there.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Illinois? Sir, can you please give me my wallet, you stupid asshole?
I don't have your wallet, sir.
I think you're lying. Can I speak to your manager?
What's your name?
My name is Ralph. Ralph Littlejohn.
And there's no identification or nothing in it?
No. I have my identification was in my checkbook.
What's your phone number?
I really don't want to give that out. I was watching
2020. How can I get in touch with you if I come across it then?
I was watching 2020.
How can I get in touch with it if I come across your wallet?
Well, I'll call. I'll keep checking like every 10, 20 minutes, see if you found it or not.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what's your name? Hello? He got in trouble for stealing my wallet. He stole my wallet.
I always answer the phone with my name, Charlie. No. Hello, this is Walmart. Dale speaking. How may I help you?
Hello? Hello, sir?
I ran all through that before. I said, I'm standing in front of it. He said, you see my wallet? And I said, no, I don't. He said, well, how do you know if you don't have it? And I said, there's nothing here, sir. As you can tell, this is not that he can even stand on. Other than going to break, this is the first time I've been on this side of the store since I came in, so. What time did he lose it?
Okay, that's enough.
Now they're arguing back there about the whole situation. Yeah, I didn't say anything. All I said was, Walmart, this is Dave. How can I help you? That was great. Well, thank you, Hell's Fury. That was great. I'm going to call back. I got to call back and ask if they found my wallet. Yeah, hang on. After that, we're going to call Milkman. See what his problem is. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shoot. I made you look. You a slave to a page 9 seconds. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Trunk of the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp straight down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all attention. Roll a convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the tools kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle's both booty. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? I see niggas running. Yo, my mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Mobsters don't box, my pump shot obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch bins, backseat, TV.
Yeah.
Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do. Make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My nines are spit, niggas lose consciousness.
I don't think they're going to answer
again. Hey, Walmart 220, this is Jacob. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hey, sir. Did you guys find my wallet yet?
No.
Can I speak to Dale, please?
Sure, just hold on.
Thank you.
By the police.
1978, David Coverdale's Whitesnake made her debut at the Skybird Club in Nottingham, England. 1972, Elvis Presley and his wife Priscilla were legally separated. The couple had married in 1967. 1965, filming began on the Beatles' follow-up to Hard Day's...
Call my electronics, Dale.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Sir, did you find my wallet yet?
No, sir. We haven't found that wallet yet.
Did I tell you again what it looks like?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear what it looked like. Would you like to speak to the manager again?
Okay.
All right. Which one would you like to speak to?
Who are you?
What?
This is Dale.
No, I'm not a manager.
No, this is Dale.
No.
Who is this?
This is Dale at this time, yes.
Why did you say he wasn't there? You lied. You stole my wallet.
No, I didn't steal your wallet, sir.
You lying to me right now. You have my wallet.
No, sir, I don't have your wallet.
Why you steal my wallet and my cell phone? Hello? Jesus Christ, God.
Okay, and we're back. I call this challenge to anybody out there who wants to take to do a prank call now. Call in 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-278-8509. You can call me here and talk. Do a prank call with me if you want, damn it. I could use someone to call as a fucking attorney or some shit. Talk to Walmart. Say that you got proof that you stole my wallet. Trying to find... Here is Milkman's phone number. What do you say we give good old Milkman boy a call and see if he's sick or what the reasons are for him not being here tonight? Because he sounded like he gave me a really bullshit answer earlier. He's been fucking around me a lot lately. Hang on, everybody.
I sit alone in my four-colored room. Say the candle.
Oh, that shit is on. Yeah, man, this is Milkman. Like I'm listening to the show, but I can't talk. I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching me act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B. But fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Checking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you.
Hey everybody, this is KDK. I hesitate to get this bitch to pick up the phone.
To leave a voice message,
Jesus
press 1,
Christ.
Or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey man, it's Carlito, just calling you, we're on the air. getting ready to end the show here any second now. Thought I'd give you a call, see you want to do your shout outs, but you're not picking up the phone. So, oh well. Big Milk Man, you take care. You call me back, you old bastard. Later. Bye.
Oh, that sucks. Nope. No Milkman then. I think I'm going to end the show, dude. It's like, wow, late. You know, I have a bad feeling that I have not recorded this show at all. Yes, I have. Thank Allah and God and Buddha and the nigger bitches. Okay. So, yeah, this was the Madhouse. This was the... Let me do a rundown here. Is there anybody else I can call? I mean, these numbers from Lose and Loser, they came in earlier, though. I mean, I can't get to them now. Those are unconfirmed. He tried to get Sean Hummel. That didn't work out. Pumpkin Pete's, blah, blah, blah. Well, all this stuff will go in the archive, no problem. But I think the real guy does live in Seattle. William D. Nye. Not sure if that's the real one, but... Let me try to get Bill Nye, the science guy, call. Maybe this is him. Probably not, but we'll find out. He's never there anyway.
I need your arms.
Last call of the night.
I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care. But when I need you, baby, you're never there.
Hello.
Yes, may I speak with Bill, please?
This is he.
Bill, hey, I'm a big fan. How you doing?
You're what?
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
Okay. Where you been lately, though? I heard you got married.
I think you have the wrong one, sir.
Is this Bill Nye the science nerd?
No, it's not.
Who is this? Bill Nye the homosexual pedophile?
Well, I'm not that, but...
What are you? Are you horny?
No.
Will you masturbate with me on the phone, please?
Huh?
Will you masturbate on the phone with me?
No.
I have my penis out in my hand right now. Okay. That wasn't Bill Nye the Science Guy. Sorry. Sorry, dudes. I really wish I could talk to that Walmart again.
Please enter your destination number now.
I think I will.
Never mind, for another night maybe we'll call that Walmart back. But that was a great call to that Walmart, and that was a great call to that old couple before that about the sandwiches or whatever. That was weird. I don't know really what else we did tonight that was very productive, but everybody who called in, thank you. All our callers tonight, Lonesome Loser for confirming so many numbers and following up. We couldn't do it without you, and I know that goes for me, Zolar, KDK, and pretty much everybody else possibly on here. Yeah, everybody who submitted numbers, thank you. Hell's Fury, thank you for the Walmart idea. I'm trying to think who else might have submitted some stuff. I don't know. I don't remember now. But everybody, you're all appreciated. Look, guys, I'm tired. I'm on fumes, and I'm high right now, and it's late. I need to get some sleep. So we're going to do this briefly. MadhouseLive.com and KDKPrankCalls.com. We'll catch you here next Thursday night. Be sure to listen tomorrow to Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, who called in earlier tonight, as well as KDK himself and the Lunatic Fringe. Saturday nights, 10 p.m., preceded by Jupe. at 8 p.m. Eastern. Jupe and his show, Retard Monkey Phone Night something. Great show, though. And I will hear it this weekend for the first time, so don't let me down, bitch. Sunday nights is Sean Ward's Peanut Punch Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go to seanward.net. Monday nights you have Hunter Long and his talk show, Hunter's Talk Show. I think it's hunterstalkshow.com or something like that. Hunter's chat show, Hunter's stupid show, Hunter's great show. Whatever, man. Y'all hate Hunter. If y'all hate Hunter, then why not just kick him off the air, huh? Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, Tuesday nights, that guy Keith, that guy who's banging KDK, Keith, or who KDK's banging, I should say, he will be on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday nights, KDK and Psycho Babble, the non-prank call show of the week, on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we complete the circle Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, more Madhouse, with Milkman and Andy. Andy, who's left for the night, Milkman, who couldn't make it. Hopefully everything's okay. Thank you for everybody in the chat room, everybody who submitted numbers on AOL Instant Messenger for the first time. That was awesome. And, yeah, like I said before, I'm running on fumes. I can't really survive much longer at this rate. I think I'm getting sick, too. And if I am getting sick, it's all Andy's fault, that bastard. Because he's sick himself. So, yeah, what a dick move on his part. Okay, guys, we'll catch you next week. Peace out. Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know. I just gave it to her today.
It
didn't interrupt me.
Oh, God. My kid, you're on the streets, man. We're going to try to beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to have
a butt. Hey,
who the fuck is this?
Oh, God.
Man, you're
gay, man.
Herbert.
You just don't know who you is, dude.
Who the fuck is this? You fucking Herbert.
You
know what
I did?
Yeah, he's
scaring me. Oh,
no, I ain't
getting my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Who is it?
Hold on.
Relax.
On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person right here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not gonna
look, hey, I heard your thing. Whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What call the police then?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I got you.
I'm fine. Where
I
live at?
I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hit, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who's this, Kusan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge, you guys? Pick somebody up over here to the taxes app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxes app. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch. You and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger. How you like that, you piece of shit?
I know the fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
How you nigga, man?
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What the fuck you call, boy? I'll show you a boy in a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter motherfuckers.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This motherfucker's a white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on the phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your...
Excuse me? Wow.
Aloha. Aloha. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Hika Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a
yo, this
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm sitting on you, okay? No problem. Okay, I'm gonna go. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Some kind of license you have where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Oh, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!